This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Homegrown Timeline as we continue 1968. Beginning with the Oberlin College Ant Trip Ceremony, a self-recorded, mixed, financed, and distributed offering that was originally limited to 300 copies. The LP, 24 Hours, was available at the college bookstore and, at one time, was a hot piece of collector's vinyl. An early example of electronic rock with some Eastern influences. Here's Outskirts and Pale Shades of Gray.
Outskirts. Going down the river, going down the track. Don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm going back. I've got no money, and I've got no girl. I'm a hard times lover in a hard times world. Gonna get lost at the edge of town. I'm a hard times lover.
Childs were a popular teen band from Canton that started life as the Echoes. They signed with Warner Brothers late 1967 and releasing two singles, the second charting nationally. The band featured the soon-to-be Joe Walsh Barnstone drummer, Joe Fatale. Here's both sides of that charting 45, Psychedelic Soul and Deep Inside.
Deep inside.
way cool garage psychedelic single from an equally way cool Dayton band, Captain Crunch and the Crew. The song, Nowadays People. Of two bands with the same name spelled differently that released singles 3 years apart, one in Germantown, that's down by Dayton, and the other in Columbus, would cross in the state capital. The Muffets, M-U-P-H-E-T-S, in 1965 released a single that proved very popular in Columbus. The Muffets, M-U-F-F-E-T-S, were, up until very recently, named the Mojos and were from Hurricane, West Virginia, changed their name to M-U-F-F-E-T-S, and moved to Columbus. Learned the song by the M-U-P-H-E-T-S, scoring gigs thanks to the confusion. As dodgy as all that sounds, a single of their own composition, released in 1968, titled Lost, stood on its own merits. Here's that 45.
I'm in the shadow of your sunlight. Your magic brightness shines no more. Lost in the midst of a dark night, and there seems no exit door. Crystal beauty.
a new Philadelphia high school band, Love Chain, would release a single that would prove to be a garage psych classic. Step out your window, you can fly. Found on the Canton Westwood label. Cincinnati label Hamlet released only 145, but it was a good one. The all-girl band, The Villagers, and their He's Not the Same. As of 1968, only a handful of Ohio bands would score an LP on a major. That would change big time the next year, however. But for 68, there were only two, and one of which, Pacific Gas and Electric, wasn't even technically an Ohio band. The other was Snow, a woefully unknown, underappreciated one LP no-hit wonder that, when given a chance, shined. Unfortunately, no one noticed. The band featured Will Ryan, the soon-to-be Willio in Willio and Filio. I've chosen two cuts, Song of the Sirens and Old Uncle Timothy's Flying Blue. Hear any of this anywhere else but here on the Vinyl Garage.
The cornfield back of our house late one autumn was frightened by something from out of the sky that landed while I was asleep in my bedroom. My slumber dust eyes were awakened by cries of my name floating in all the window pane. I put on my slippers and rolled very softly, then lit up a candle and snuck down the stairs. I unlocked the screen door and stepped under starlight to see who I knew would be there. Soaring high over Dover, nearly all the stars and moon, was old Uncle Timothy with his flying balloon. He spied me up by fireside tales of daring, doodles of carnival circuses starring the famous young Tim in his fantastic wondrous balloon that would fly back when things couldn't fly before, days of yore or mine, in far-off days of his, when old Uncle Timothy's friends called him Tim. Tales of soaring high over Dover, nearly all the stars and moon, the famous young Tim and his flying balloon, floating through the inky night time, the pilot of a moonlit cruise, my old Uncle Tim in his circus balloon. He called out, "Hey Billy, I hope that you're ready to sail to the stars in this ancient balloon." I laughed, "Yes I am," as I ran to the starship, a magical carpet of helium moon that took off as soon as we both got inside. Peering o'er the brim, I prepared for the ride. How well I recall how it felt that night. Soaring high over Dover, nearly all the stars and moon, in old Uncle Timothy's circus balloon, floating through the inky night time, two sailors on a moonlit cruise, in old Uncle Timothy's circus balloon, flying balloon. Lois was rapidly shrinking, the barns and the houses were too, when I noticed a very strange thing that set me to thinking in shock of a different view. Our shadow covered all Dover, we shrouded the town through the power of the moon.
Since the James Gang and its family tree will deserve a show of its own, we'll start the year with the Glass Harp and their first single on their hometown record label, United Audio, from Youngstown. Where Did My World Come From? Backed with She Told Me. These two cuts were from an LP that remains unreleased, pressed only as acetates, one of which was sent to Apple Records in London. They were turned down. Here's the A side of that first single.
Reason when the reason we should know.
The glass harp was guitarist, vocalist Phil Keggy, drummer John Severa, and bassist Daniel Pecchio. You'll hear that name again when we get to the Michael Stanley Band. After scoring a contract with Decca, the band started recording of their first LP at Jimi Hendrix's Electric Lady Studios in New York. Here's the A-side of the album's single, Children's Fantasy, and my favorite from the record, the opening cut, Can You See Me?
There she stands, her eyes to the sky. I see a girl sent by the breeze. She is wearing blue, yellow satin and looks as though she's easy.
The Harps' sophomore effort for 1971 was the LP Synergy. In true second album form, it wasn't their strongest endeavor, but thanks to securing some top-shelf opening spots for bands such as Chicago, Yes, Traffic, and others, the record sold well. The only cut on the LP written by all three was Special Friends.
Please.
The third LP, It Makes Me Glad, was another solid affair. But the friction between Phil's ever-increasing Christianity and what a rock band in 1972 would daily encounter caused him to quit to pursue the contemporary Christian life, one he was very prolific and successful at. The band replaced him with Tim Burks from Warren, Ohio, but without Mr. Keggy, Decca lost interest, and the harp was no more. From the aforementioned LP, the single, La-Di-Da.
La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da.
Harp reunited in 1981 when Pecchio and Sfera made a surprise appearance at two consecutive Keggy solo concerts in Cleveland and Akron, respectively, before an official Glass Harp reunion show in 1988. The band stayed together, making numerous appearances throughout the decade until, in 2003, they released their last, at least so far, studio EP, Hourglass. From that album, a Keggy composition, You Whisper Something. Perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Not zero from the sheet or something.